Time to catch up on the world of entertainment now. Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, joins us. Jaden, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
How are we this morning?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, doing a lot better than one veteran actor because he's died.
Well, yes, that's right. It's been a pretty rough week, really, for Hollywood. Of course, we saw the passing of the star of The Love Boat, Gavin McLeod, earlier in the week. And yesterday, it was confirmed that the character actor Robert Hogan, of whom Hogan's Heroes was actually named after, he was actually considered for that role but didn't end up doing it, has passed away at the age of 87 following some complications of pneumonia. People who are trying to place him, he was one of them real sort of veteran, really reliable actors who appeared in more than 100 shows. 90 of them were sort of guest appearances in addition to that 100, including, you know, things like The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Laverne and Shirley, I Dream of Jeannie, Days of Our Lives. But people will really remember him when I say that he was the gung-ho daredevil chopper pilot, Smiling Jack in MASH, who was then grounded, sort of trying to break that record, flying casualties all around on his chopper. So he was always a supporting actor. He never really had a main leading role or was the main leading star, but he didn't really need to do that. He made a very substantial living off doing those other roles and all the way up until 2018, and then, of course, passing away at the weekend with pneumonia. So very sad for his family, but a great, great innings.
Yes, indeed. I always love that term, character actor. It just means not really well-known. But God bless him anyway.
And human remains have been found at Harry and Meghan's home. It's not her acting career, is it?
No, but she didn't have a very substantial acting career, it must be said. Other than Suits, she was only like a briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal. And while I think the Fleet Street press would be hoping that this is a story that Meghan's poisoned her maid or something and buried them, that is not the case. They're really old. They're more than like 10,000 years old. What happened was they were doing some landscaping at the property or near the property last week, and they found the remains of what appeared to be a young adult, believed to be from the Chumash people, on the road next to their property in California. And now police are working to identify if it is in fact an Indigenous person, and no doubt they'll have more details to share at a later date. But, you know, even when this couple is not deliberately trying to be in the headlines, they just always seem to be there in our news cycle. It's quite fascinating, really.
Yeah. It is quite fascinating because if you think that could freak some people out, it wouldn't worry me because I live in country Victoria and it's more than likely. But you just wonder it could freak them out and wonder if they'll be upset about that now.
Yeah, well, they'll certainly get some coverage about it anyway. That's the name of the game. And finally, Zoot. Now, people of a certain age will remember the great group Zoot with the late Daryl Cotton. I was lucky enough to meet Daryl on a few occasions. Lovely bloke. And they're touring back together with Russell Morris in the lead vocals. This is exciting.
It is indeed. Yes, they've announced the new dates for their reunion tour, which was set to take place last year and then this year. That's been pushed back until October of next year. And in doing so, they've announced the release of a new single called That Was Then, featuring Bee Birtles, Rick Springfield, as you said there, Russell Morris, Rick Brewer on the drums, and even a posthumous introduction by Daryl Cotton. Very much a song, if you listen to the lyrics, that we'll play a bit of in a sec, but very much a sort of throwback to their glory days of Zoot and then now how things have sort of changed since then. This is a bit of the chorus of that song.
But that was then, and this is now, I know. We were breaking hearts back when we were blessed somehow. If I could hear you call my name again. Young hearts beat loud and strong, but this is now and that was then. If I could go back again.
Oh, I like that. That sounds great.
Yeah, really, really good. And they actually sort of worked on it all for like a cross-country style collaboration. Beebe sent the riff to Rick in LA, and then Rick came up with the melody and the chorus and then sent it back here to Russell, who wrote the rest of the song. So, yeah, I reckon that will go very, very well, that one. It sounds great.
It does indeed. All righty. Listen, great. As always, mate, thanks for that. Have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Catch you then. Thanks, guys.
Jaden Forster.
Huh? I've always wanted to say, on gold, it's you never get to say, that's brand new from Zoot.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, the song might be brand new, but they've been around a while, so
yeah,
they still
fair
fit. Yeah. Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, having a look at entertainment.